Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3, we're up and running. Up and running here. My Wife Hates Me podcast, one of the most popular podcasts out, at least from the East Coast. We're up on the top when it comes to East Coast podcasts.
About, we are? I find that hard to believe.
Maybe there's about 50 to 100 ahead of us. But that's
okay,
it.
All right.
But we're up there. And people have been flying up to me after shows saying how much they love the podcast.
When you say flying up to you, you mean?
They come running.
They're tearing ass over to you. Do you get scared? Do you think, is it an emergency? What's happening? Is someone chasing you?
In Vegas, a Mexican couple came up, loved the podcast.
A Mexican couple. Oh.
And that's not, it doesn't seem like our target audience, you know? And I didn't realize that we are big among the Mexican community, because he said to me, so many of my friends, and I go,
no, how is this true? Although people do come up to me and say, I listen to your podcast, I think they're lying. I think, oh, they heard half of one. Now they're trying to use
it.
I'm going to ask them questions from now on. I'm going to like, oh, really? Do you? What did we talk about on the last podcast? But whatever they said, I forget what we talk about, so I wouldn't even know.
You know, I have a great idea.
What?
This might kill in the podcast community. 2-minute podcast.
Yeah. Allie, shush.
So I just got back from Vegas. I'll tell you some of my episodes out in Vegas.
She can hear the dryer going.
No, get her out. Stop. I worked out in Vegas at the Comedy Cellar. It was a fantastic, powerful, power-packed show. Paul Verzey, Keith Robinson, Bobby Kelly, and myself. It was just great. Everybody killed.
Wow,
everybody.
Three great comics.
What?
Three great comics, wow.
Who are you leaving out?
I'm just kidding around.
Everybody killed. Paul went on first usually, then Bobby.
Well, he'd have to, right, with that monster lineup.
No, then Bobby, Keith, and I would close. I closed eight out of the 10 shows. One of them I had to follow Bobby, who destroys. Keith destroys. But any one of us could have closed.
Paul Verzey? Probably,
yeah, he could have closed. Maybe. No, he could have closed. But no one closes like I do.
There had to have been more people than that on the show. Who was the...
Oh, and the host, Mark Cohen.
Oh, Mark Cohen was the host.
He was the host.
Do you guys talk about me at all?
Not really. A couple here and there. And he's
great.
Does he
say, how's she doing?
Yeah, stuff like that.
I think he still cares about me.
Yeah, why wouldn't he? You're a careable person. He goes on stage, he does great, he phones it in all week, and he does really good.
That's not passive aggressive at all.
No, I'm only kidding. We had a great time with Mark and the whole show. So
people used to say to me all the time about Mark, because he's very funny, as you know.
Yes.
I only date funny men. And people used to always say, oh, he's so ironic about comedy. You know, like that act is an ironic act.
No, that's his act. No, that's his act.
I think it's his act, too.
It's his act. He's still doing
People gave him such credit for being making fun of that type of comedy.
I don't think he's really written a lot in the last couple of years, but he's still fun to be around. He does a great job hosting, you know. He gets the crowd in a good mood. Likeable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Paul goes up, destroys from the beginning. Then Keith or Bobby, and then me. Close it out, you know. They go with the strongest act to close. So, we played golf one day. Well, we played 3 days, but we took Bobby to play golf. He was pretty good. He doesn't even play, and he's cracking the ball. He did very well. The first day.
As far as sports go, that's
show you this.
One of the only ones he can probably do.
No, the first day, me and Paul played on.
Why are you showing me?
Friday, I'm going to show you something.
Why?
You're going to be amazed. What? On Friday.
You got a hole in one?
No, but on Friday. Me, was it Friday or Thursday? Thursday, Paul and I go to play, right? And this, on the first tee, is what we see. Oh, fuck. How did I just turn my phone off? Here. On the first tee, this is what we see. Look at this, wait.
Whoa. That's a huge snake.
That's about 5 feet.
Holy, I would be so scared. What kind of snake is that?
Well, we said it was a diamondback because those are poisonous, just to let people know what we were up against, but it was a bull snake.
And are they poisonous?
No, not at all. But it was still 5 feet.
Are you
going
to put that on Patreon? Put that video up on Patreon. People, go to Patreon if you want to pay a couple of bucks a month to see some extra stuff.
I got some video from the golf course I got to send to Kate.
Yeah.
So we played. We get there. That was Paul and I playing the first day. Then we played another day, and then we played with Bobby. And I get in my cart. Those two are riding together, and I'm riding alone. And we're on the first tee, and I'm fixing my umbrella. And we take off, and I'm not even looking, and I hit a cactus. I mean, the cactus doesn't budge, and I just fucking crush my stomach into the steering wheel.
Ooh!
Thank God I work out. That's how Kennison died in that car accident. The steering wheel hit him in the
stomach. That out.
I knew that.
You knew that before?
Yeah, I knew
that.
Or
someone told you that right after?
Oh,
you
no,
did
I knew that.
That.
I knew that's how Kennison died. The steering wheel hit him in the stomach and crushed, you know.
But he was in
a car accident.
Yeah.
Well, I was in a cart accident.
I know, but you're not going nearly as fast. There's no.
I doubt that there was any real danger
of you dying.
There was major impact, though.
Mm, I'm sure it hurt.
So then we played. We went out to dinner the last night. Bobby said, you know, and we go, oh, you got to go to the Peppermill. The place, let's say. I didn't like it.
Let's say that you didn't like it, or didn't you like it?
I didn't like it, you know, but, you know, and they were all...
Why, because it's all steaks and stuff?
No, I had breakfast, but I got it off the senior menu. You know, I got one egg, turkey sausage, some home fries. Very greasy, though. Like these restaurants...
Were you complaining?
No.
Were they getting mad at you?
No, but...
Did they call you a...
A diva?
Yeah.
No, but I saw someone order, like, pancakes or something... And they took an ice cream scooper.
For the butter.
For the butter.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much fucking butter? So we had, we ate there. Keith came by. Bobby, some lady who's a comic who's friends with Bobby. But I think her uncle's Joe Pesci. I don't know her name. Very nice lady. And Bobby's known her for years. So it was me, her, Bobby, and Keith. And we ate there. So it was a fun end to the week we were there. You know, I went to Smash Burger one night. Someone told me if you get the Smash Burger app, you get a free burger. If you get fries and
a turkey burger?
And drink. Yeah, so I got a great turkey burger at Smash Burger. One day I went to the cafeteria in the morning, the employee cafeteria, and they all trashed me. But I just went there for breakfast. I should have went there for every meal. And they also trashed me because I go to the supermarket and I bought, you know, food, you know, turkey and Swiss cheese and stuff to eat in my room, you know, so I don't have to fucking go out And they're going, oh, that refrigerator is not for that kind of food. I go, what are you fucking talking about? Of course it's for that kind of food. So, I, you know, when I go on the road, I always go to the supermarket and try to get some healthy food. I get bananas, peanut butter, you know, some of those rounds, those whole wheat rounds. And, mm-hmm. you know, for breakfast, I'll have peanut butter and banana sandwich on a whole wheat round, have my coffee, then head out and play golf. Make a little sandwich and put it in my cooler for golf. So I'm eating healthy. But then at night in the club, you know, all the food is fucking so fattening and we're ordering food to the dressing room. So you eat like a pig. So your whole day of eating
well
is wasted.
Where are you getting the food
from? At the club?
Yeah.
They have food there too. They have a grill behind the bar.
Is it like the Olive Tree or
no? No, it's the grill. You know, they have like fish tacos.
But it's purely with the comedy club, or now it's a restaurant that's in the
I think
hotel.
It was already there. It's in the comedy club, in the bar of the comedy club. Oh. But it was already there when they had the other comedy. That was the Eddie Griffin room, where Eddie Griffin used to play. And let me tell you, the Comedy Cellar, look, I do Brad Garrett's room, and I love that room, and the Comedy Cellar. These are great rooms. I mean, the difference, there's a big difference. And not,
one's a showcase club, well, the other's a headline
but
club.
It doesn't make it any better or worse. Like, Brad's club will get a lot more tourists because it's on the Strip.
Oh.
So they'll get a lot more tourists that come. The Rio's off the Strip, so it'll get more locals because people don't want to leave the Strip as much and go off the mm-hmm. Strip. So they'll get a lot of locals. And both clubs, I mean, the sight lines in both clubs are great. The Comedy Cellar is like, it's a showcase club. You got an MC and four comics, and everybody's killing. And the crowds are great. Now, when I do Brad's room, though, I headline there, so I'm doing 45 minutes to an hour. So, and the middle act always kills in Brad's room, you know, but I'm doing more time. So it's a whole different vibe. And they're both, to me, great vibes. You know what I mean? On a 1 to 10 scale. So we had a great time. Liz was there. We had fun. Oh, we went to Top Golf one night. I got us hooked up at Top Golf. It's not boring. People want to know what we do when we're on the road. You're going, it's boring under your breath. And I'm gonna go do that fourth wall or whatever they say. What is it, the saying?
Break the fourth wall.
Yeah, I'm going to break the fourth wall. Bonnie goes, this is boring. It's not
boring. I'm trying to be nice, but it's like, I'm just saying, like, pick it. Because you're like, oh, I do 45 minutes here. I do that.
Nobody, no, I'm just saying but the difference between one club and another.
Not everybody's a comedian. People don't know who Liz is. It's like.
So Liz, a manager. I'm just saying,
who gives a flying fuck if Liz is there or not?
But I'm just saying, I was leading into the story.
Nothing against Liz, no, of course.
No, Liz is the manager in New York Comedy Cellar. And she
but I'm just saying, like...
But can I... I was
I
leading...
I know, but it's a story, you know, I mean... It's like, hey, we went to Top Golf. I don't know if anybody's done this. Here's how it works.
Can I say that? I was getting
to
that.
Yeah, you weren't. No.
Yes, I just brought up Top Golf before we got interrupted. So we went to Top Golf. Bobby's never, you know, hasn't played probably golf ever. Maybe, you know,
what
a couple times.
What is Top Golf before you start getting into
Top Golf is, if you don't know what it is, it's a place you could go have drinks, food. It's like a hangout and you hit golf balls into targets. It's like golf balls and darts mixed together and you get points. Uh-huh. So we
you
went
can
there.
Drink, you sit at a table with your friends.
Yeah, it's like a night out.
Food. And
you know, it costs a lot to get in, but I got us hooked up because I know people. I made some calls.
We went to the opening of the one in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, they asked us to go. They wanted celebrities there. And that's where I got my hookup. Then I did radio, and I was plugging them on radio, so we got in. And now I got to thank the guy. It just reminded me to thank him that we had a great time.
Thank him on our number one...
No, I'll text him.
East Coast podcast.
So we went to Top Golf and we had a good time. And Liz tried to hit the ball, so she fell apart. We wanted her to fall off the top. We would have laughed. I mean, although she would have got killed, but we were.
How did she
funny.
Put up with you guys? I mean, honestly.
I don't know. How did Mark put up with us?
Mark go with you to Top Golf?
No, I don't know why. He's not a very. Well, yeah, Mark.
I mean, he's there every week.
But
it's
Mark,
kind of boring.
Mark, Bobby. And Liz went on a hike one day we played golf. They hike, you know, up a mountain and stuff. So they did that, the hiking thing. So, and then here's what happened when I got home. So when I get back to Newark, I fly in Monday. This is after a couple hours sleep. I have one of those push carts, you know, that you put your stuff on.
Everybody knows what you're talking about. Yep.
And you're supposed to take them on the elevator.
You're not supposed to.
No, on the elevator you're supposed
to. Oh, right. You're not supposed to take them on the escalator.
But I took mine on the escalator.
Uh-oh.
But there's a way to do it. You hold it like where the back, where the front is up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to the bottom, you just push it off. Well, I had the bottom facing down when I got to the bottom.
You did that one other time, I noticed, remember, and it completely fell down.
Yeah, well, I...
And people were irritated because... And then somebody came over and said, you're not supposed to take them on there.
Well, I fell again, and all my stuff fell on me, and I was laying there, and it hurt. It didn't... It wasn't... It didn't
hurt
kill me.
Ego or...
No, with both.
What hurt more? The golf cart running into the cactus or... This situation.
Well, the cactus hurt more because Bobby saw it. At least there were no witnesses there to see this. But I'm laying there and people are just going right by me. Ooh. No one even helped. Fucking assholes.
Oh, boy.
What a
bunch of New Jerseyites.
And you know, my clubs are laying on me, my suitcase, everything's a mess. But I'm laughing, trying to play it off. You know, thank God nobody. I mean, a lot of people must have recognized me. I'm glad no one got their camera out in time.
No one flew over to tell you how great the podcast is at that point?
Someone said, you okay, boss?
No, for real?
Yeah. So then where I park my car, when I go to the airport, I go to the Marriott. They have a valet service at the Marriott. You drop your car off. They drive you to the airport. And when you get into town, you call them and they come pick you up. You know, you tip the guy $10 each way and you pay whatever for parking. So I got into town yesterday, 6 p.m. The flight landed. 6:30, I call to get picked up. No one's answering. I call. It's 7 o'clock already. Nobody's answering. So I said, fuck this. So I took a cab from the airport to the Marriott, which is on property, and I was just going to take it off of my bill. And then when I get... to the Marriott, the place is shut down. There's no valet service there anymore. So now it's a nightmare. The manager, whatever. So it took me...
So the Marriott had taken your car to another service.
To another place.
And then you had to take a shuttle to that place to get your car.
Yeah, so I get to that place. Now the Marriott said... It was the Marriott that kicked out, didn't renew their contract, and knew they were doing it.
Hmm.
And the guys at the valet said, well, let us keep some of these cars on property till they get back. And, yeah. And the Marriott said no and just took them to some faraway fucking place, some other parking place. So I get to, after an hour, whatever, hour and a shuttle takes us over to that place. And the people at the Marriott said, you don't have to pay. We get there and there's, you know, the people working behind the counter and they go, how do you want to pay for this? I go, well, we don't have to pay. They told us. They go, well, we don't know that. I go, so I'm like, and I see my keys on the other side of the counter, and I jumped over and grabbed them. Which
whoa.
I grabbed my
ballsy
keys.
Ballsy move.
Yeah, I said, fuck, I jumped over and grabbed them. And then the other two couples were
even
some
after
ulcers.
You'd had an accident at the escalators, you still had enough juice.
I jumped, and they tried to hit my hand down and stop me, but I got them. I was quick. I was like, and they go, where you go? I go, I'm going out to my car just to put my luggage in the car. And they go, we're going to call the police. I go, relax. I'm going back inside to Sebas. I just want to put my shit in the car and know I have my keys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to hold my car hostage after 2 fucking hours of this. Yeah. And then it was all cleared up and I drove home. But getting back was a nightmare. But all in all, it was a fun week. Because, you know, when I'm in Vegas, usually I'm there with people I don't know. At least I got to be there with my friends. You know, I played a little craps. Got hot. I was down $700. Then I had like $25 left on the table, and I built that up to 1,000, and I walked away, being up 300. Last night I went down with $50, turned that into 300. Then I won on golf, so I did pretty good. I didn't go crazy gambling. I just enough to have fun. Me and Bobby were playing slots. We put $20 in each, and we built it up to $100 or more. We're going nuts. So Bobby said, come on, take the winnings. Bobby goes, let's go into the big game
room.
Wait,
you guys shared a slot machine?
No, we had two going. We each put 20 in each slot, and we said, whatever we win, we'll split. So we both kept winning, so we got it up to like $100 and something, to $40. We got up to like $140.
Wow.
Instead
I'm
of cashing
surprised
out,
you didn't get upgraded to a suite.
So instead of cashing out, Bobby said, come on, let's go into the high, to the $5 slots.
Oh, God, Bobby.
$5 a roll. But he said, if you hit big.
Yeah.
Oh, that money went so quick. Because like when we were winning on the quarter slots, you felt like it was your careers when everything's going great.
Yeah.
You know, and then we went to the $5 slots and completely lost. Mm. And then you got that feeling your whole, everything's falling apart.
Mm.
You know, but we were killing it on the quarter slots.
I guess I don't put that much investment into the slots. I just take my 20 or my 40 and I just see how long I can make it last. I don't hold out any hopes that I may win.
Oh.
I'm one of those. I just say, well, let's just see if I can get a couple of free drinks out of this.
Not me. I don't drink.
What?
I don't drink.
Didn't know that about you.
So, it was a fun week.
Isn't there something about gambling that you're not supposed to do? I mean, didn't you have a pretty bad gambling addiction at one point? I remember when before we were married, you called me crying, close to crying, that you'd been gambling. And I was like, what? I don't know. Just go to your room. I was not that helpful.
Yeah, but I think I lost like 10,000 then.
Well, you certainly didn't tell me that.
What?
What? Did you?
Well, I lost my last night in Vegas, I think 5,000. Then when I got home, I went to Atlantic City and lost another 5,000. That's when I quit.
Jesus. Can we pause for a second?
No. How are we going to pause? Then go upstairs. I'll keep talking.
Oh, the audience will love that.
No, Bonnie's going to poop.
Stop it.
Her stomach, she's been pooping nonstop.
Rich, I didn't do that.
Okay, last night I wanted to have sex with her. And then right before sex, she goes in, I'm not going to have sex after that. Ew. Okay, so this weekend, Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Comedy Off Broadway in Lexington, Kentucky, this Thursday through Saturday, Lexington, Kentucky, Comedy Off Broadway. Let me give you a couple dates while Bonnie's up in the bathroom. Then, September 13th through the 15th, I'll be at Mohegan Sun. Then, I will be the 21st and 22nd. I'm working in Scranton. You got to go on the website. I'm working with Artie Lang and Bob Levy on Friday the 21st in Scranton, PA. And the 22nd, I'm by myself somewhere in Scranton. Then 27, 28, and 29, I will be Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, at the Comedy Stop. So this weekend, Lexington, Kentucky. Next week, Mohegan Sun. Then Scranton with Artie Lang and Bob Levy. And then Cuyahoga Falls. Also, you know, hey, if you haven't seen the roast, vossroast.com, we have nothing but great reviews and whatever. Take a look at it. Also, Patreon, we're going to put some more stuff on. We've been slacking off on Patreon, I know that. And thank you guys for supporting it and hanging in there. You know, we'll put up some videos this week. We'll do another Patreon podcast this week. I don't know what else we can do. I have some videos from Vegas, I think, of us playing golf. And we'll put those up. Maybe I'll put a video up of the snake. Not that you give a shit, but that's something else I could do. If you know where I should play golf, where I could play golf in Lexington, Kentucky, let me know. I want to go play golf Friday and Saturday. I'm just not familiar with the area. So tweet me or email me at rich@richvoss.com. Nice place to play golf in Lexington. You know, I don't want some fucking dog track. But it also doesn't have to be, you know, a Ryder Cup course either. So I'll also go on Twitter and I will ask my Twitter followers where to play golf in Lexington. So I gave all my plugs, Bonnie.
I have a plug?
Well, do it. You can put your sneakers on later.
Okay. Just...
Talk.
Well, I didn't know if it was my turn or not.
We don't take turns.
I'm going to be at the bitter end.
September I got you that 14th. Gig.
Thank you. So, September what day? 14th.
What so, time?
I don't know. 7:30 maybe, something like that. It's early. Yeah.
It's cool gig.
It's an early ass show, girl.
So what else? What else is going on? We're only at 24 minutes and I've talked so much.
Yeah.
People want to hear from you.
Well, you know,
oh, we started that show. We got to talk about it.
What? Tomorrow night?
No. The one on Paramount with Kevin Costner.
I call it Paramount.
Okay, whatever. Paramount.
But
Paramount.
I've heard it's called Paramount so many
it's
times.
It's Paramount. Like
it's such an annoying thing.
It's what I said.
Raina, what do you think it's called? Paramount. Raina calls it Paramount.
Yeah, because Raina does whatever you do.
No.
Yes.
I'm such a better person than Raina.
You think you're better than Raina?
Oh my God,
Raina's
yes. Raina's
the best person in this house.
She's smart and she's funny, but she's not very helpful to other people.
She's better on a computer than you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other day I asked her to help me with the Instagram thing. She was like, oh my God, give it to me. She was being so rude. I was like, oh my God, I'm just asking for a little help. She's
on Instagram? Does she have followers? No. She's
Raina?
Not on
Raina
it.
Has like 10 Instagram accounts.
No, she doesn't. Why would she have so many?
Because one's for drawing, one's for Minecraft, one's for friends, one's for school, one's for, you know.
No, and she knows how to do them all.
Men over 50. I mean, it's like.
Raina, what's, come here for a second.
When Raina was really little one time, she got an alert on her fake phone. You know, it beeped. And I go, oh, who's that? And she goes, what would you say? Like, oh, it's my friend Fred. I go, who's Fred? She goes, don't worry about it. He's over 50.
Get out of here. You said that?
A fake phone?
Yeah.
What do you mean a fake phone?
You know, like a little play phone.
Oh.
Make noises.
Raina, on your Instagram, come here, turn the mic. On your Instagram, the one, do you have any followers, like on any of your accounts?
Yeah.
Talking to the mic.
Yeah. You're like,
how many, what's the most followers you have? You have over 10?
Yes.
No way.
I have like 300.
You have 300 followers.
Most of the kids have like 2,000.
What kids have 2,000 that are 10 years old? I mean 11. How old are you?
I'm 11, I think.
How old is she? 11. Oh shit, everybody's getting older. How many you think you have?
Like 300 something.
Talk up. Creepy men?
Yes.
No, they're not.
How would she know?
Yeah.
They would say creepy things to her. Do you answer? Don't answer back. You don't give them, tell them where you live, do you?
Oh yeah, she does. They're always over here. It's like these men with weird postures and, you know,
crooked teeth
and center parts are always like, Raina?
They don't tell
Raina
you.
Raina here?
They don't say meet
say,
me.
Oh, 1 second, I'll go get her. I don't know. She leaves with them. They go to the woods or something, and then they come back.
They don't say meet me at the mall, do they?
No.
Huh?
No.
None of them ever said meet me at the mall. I'll buy you something, a gift.
No.
I don't know. Then what are you doing wrong?
But you know what? Is that a sign of a creepy man?
Yeah, that says, I'll meet you at the mall and I'll buy you a gift.
Because that's what you, that's your game.
It's not
that's
my
your
game.
Whole game. When we met, that's what you said to me.
No, I was.
I swear to God, you bought me pants.
So, but I was already fooling around with you. I was already.
You bought her something
it's
today.
It's not called fooling around. It's called dating when you're in front of your kid, you weirdo.
I was tapping that market.
Oh God!
What are you saying, right? Why do you keep eating cookies? Did you have lunch?
No.
Yes, she did.
I had nothing.
Oh, really?
Oh, I had soup.
That's all you eat is soup. There's something wrong with you.
What's wrong with soup?
On a hot day, why don't you go to the pool?
It's closed. So
who cares? So sneak in.
You sneak in.
Did they put the top on it yet?
I don't know.
You can't climb that big fence now. You can't climb that big fence.
Are we really sending this out into the world?
Okay. Well, it was moving along good, and then Raina came and screwed it up.
Bye-bye.
No, it's Raina time.
Okay, say something then.
Then say something important. Say, talk to our fans. We need more people on Patreon.
What do you want people to know about 11-year-olds?
What?
And why aren't you a good person?
I don't know.
Why don't you clean your room when you're told?
Yeah, why do you have to wait till you get yelled at?
No, I know one. Well, me and Mommy talk about, like, the end of the world and Civil
Last
War.
Last night we went out after Daddy got home, and we were talking about,
you know, Civil War or race wars or
politics, and you were like, please stop, please, it's scaring me.
Why would you get scared of the inevitable?
Oh, God.
Huh? Why, do you know what inevitable means? I don't think she does.
Yes, she does.
What's inevitable mean?
It's like inevitable. I don't know how to explain it.
No,
I don't can't explain it, but I know what it means.
Okay.
It means it'll happen for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got all nervous when we talked about aliens and shit landing, you know.
You weren't talking about aliens.
Spaceships for a little bit. And you go, don't talk about it, and you cover your ears. You're an adult.
You're an adult.
You can handle it. What?
I hate that so much. Stop doing it.
What?
Where she just repeats whatever you say. So you go, oh, you know, stop doing that. You're being rude. You're rude. Then you go, can you eat your food? Eat your food. Can you be, not be like that? You're like that. It's just an endless, it's the most annoying thing in the
world. You get nervous.
You're annoying thing in the world.
I mean, you get nervous about,
nervous.
You'll say, but you'll get nervous, but then you'll say, come in the room and you'll go, beat me up.
No, I won't.
Did she do that last night?
Oh,
no.
My God. She begs us to beat, please
no,
beat me
I
up.
No, I don't.
Please beat me up. Mommy, no. You promised you would beat me up after the pool.
You're lying.
And then she lays in her bed waiting for us. My safe word is chicken.
No, you're
come on, guys.
No.
Yes.
You're uh-uh.
And then the whole summer, I talked to her. How many times did she
practice? I talked to you all summer.
She didn't practice her violin once this summer. Did she? Have you heard her on the violin?
Maybe once.
How about the piano? How many times?
A few times.
You know,
I had a long talk with her piano.
I mean, because she's getting good at piano. I want her to be great at something.
I don't care if she's good or not good. I want her to put effort into something.
No, I want her to be great. I want her to make money off
her. Does this seem like we're bullying our kid? Right?
Yes.
No.
It does.
How are we bullying you? Because we're paying for piano lessons and you're taking it for granted and you don't practice. We bought you
granite.
A guy.
We, like the countertop?
No, you take it for granted. What do you call it?
Granted.
No. You take it for granted.
Why would you take it for granted?
Yeah, well, what are you talking
for
about?
Hard as rock? Like, I don't
no,
understand.
You take it for. Yeah. Oh, look at that. He takes me for granted.
Granted.
What?
It's granted.
You don't know. You're just saying that because Mommy says
no,
it.
Because I don't take you for granted.
Whatever.
Granite.
So she takes it for granted that we pay top dollar for piano lessons from, you know, top piano instructors in the area. And
it's some place near 7-Eleven.
What does that matter?
It's not
like she's like, it's in a strip mall. Don't act like you're paying top price.
Yes, we are. And we bought her a piano. We got
no,
her.
No,
Grandma sent a keyboard.
Whatever, you know, we would have.
You didn't pay shit.
Oh, watch your mouth. Did I get you a goddamn fucking piano stand? Don't talk that way.
Oh my God.
Was that supposed to be funny? Because it wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't be funny.
Oh, then you nailed it because it was just uncomfortable and terrible.
Well, did I bought her a piano stand?
No, that you were like, shut your mouth about swearing, you fucking whatever.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
well,
you did.
You just swore twice in that sentence.
I swore one time.
Goddamn effing.
I did not. Effing. What are you? Like some.
Well, I didn't want to say
sorry.
She just elbowed you in the nose. You're not going to hit her back?
It was an accident.
Oh, teach her not to, you know, be so clumsy.
Oh, sorry. My God.
Look how pretty she is.
Oh, no, stop.
Oh, God. God damn effing. Look how pretty she is.
She's a cutie.
She's not going to grow up with any issues whatsoever.
Why?
She's going to be fine.
She's a cute girl.
No, I'm not.
You are cute. You sit in bed, you stare at the
ceiling.
Don't
you want to ask the people for something?
Oh, money.
What do you want money for?
We're teaching her how to beg on a bigger scale.
Please.
Than just,
I just need $10,000.
She's obsessed with going on a cruise.
Not really.
You're not really obsessed? She talks about it every day. She's like trying to manifest like jobs for us so we'll have money to take her on a cruise.
He was gambling.
But he lost it all, so he didn't do a very good job.
I didn't lose. What are you talking about?
You just told a story where you and Bobby were up and then you lost it all.
No, that was just slot money on the side. I won my money.
Well,
shoot, I said I won $900.
You know what's weird about you? Is it, first of all, A, who cares? You did just tell a story where you and Bobby.
Oh, no, that was Tony and Beth.
I know. Everyone knows the amount of money concerned because you told us at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right, but then you had to be like, no, I mean, I won money. I won it.
Calm down. You're a crazy person.
I'm showing you how crazy you are.
I'm not crazy. I don't want you to put out that I lost. I didn't lose.
It's the story that you just told. That's how nutty you are.
Are you crazy?
That's how insane you are.
I'm looking at your ring. Let me see it.
What do you want?
You can't not look at it when it's in your face.
Let me see your
ring. No, you're going to pick up the diamonds.
I won't.
I've been blinded by those rings. Okay, can I go now?
No, we're at 35 minutes. We got 10 more minutes.
Well, then let me just see it.
5 minutes. Stop it. Quit grabbing me. Go upstairs.
No.
Leave.
No.
How was your... What's that under you? It's an Oreo cookie. This kid... Let me tell you about this kid. I get home. There's orange stains on my bed from her... Silly putty, you said?
That's what she claims.
Then there's orange...
No, this is what she claims. She goes, I don't know. I go, what is this? I don't know. She never has any idea.
Yeah.
One day I look, there's... water or some kind of
all over my
slimy liquid going all the way from the bathroom into her bedroom. I go, what is this? I don't know.
Yeah,
I go, it's like soap or something. What is this? I don't know. Then later, oh, maybe that's because I was making a stress ball. And she puts like conditioner in the stress ball and then it broke. But it's like, do you really think we're not going to know? There's only three of us living here.
There's orange in my goddamn sink when I get home. I go, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. I don't.
Then there's orange in your sink.
I don't know.
How does she not know that she poured orange juice out in my sink? All she has to do is say.
I go, you took that much orange juice, you have to drink it all.
So why didn't she just...
She comes downstairs, it's all done.
Why didn't she just say, I did this, I poured it out?
She's a liar.
She's a big liar, and that's going
to
get her in trouble in life.
You want to defend yourself?
Just kidding. You think it's funny?
You want to defend yourself?
Do you know how that much trouble that's going to get you in life?
I don't know. And also, I know when she's lying because her eyes get so big. Oh, I didn't do anything.
See, I'm telling you, most kids get beat for lying or punished.
She wants that, though, so you can't punish her that way. You got to hug her.
No, people get punished for lying.
I know, but she likes to get beat up. She's always like, please beat me up. Please beat
me
up.
Find a different punishment.
I make her touch her toes and then I spank her butt. But she likes that.
I'm starting to get very mad at her lying. I don't like it. I like honesty.
I don't know.
From now on, if I catch her lying, I'm taking away an electronic. That's all.
Okay.
I'm serious because you grow up like that and you just grow up to be a liar and there's the worst people. Like I knew kids I used to hang out with. Everything was a lie and bullshit. You know, her lies will turn into bullshit stories when she gets older. And people go, oh.
Yeah, and then, but people don't always say, like, I know you're lying. They just listen, and then they turn to their friends, and they're later, and they're like, that person's crazy.
Yeah,
weird.
Lying.
And they'd be like, I don't have any friends. I don't know why. Well, because you're untrustworthy.
Yeah, so we got to nip it in the butt now, you know. So if you get caught lying again, you think it's a joke? You're making faces? I take away an electronic. You laugh and you make her laugh. You think it's
I'm not. It's there should be some levity. We're on a fucking podcast, for God's sakes. You know, if you want to have this conversation with her privately, by all means, do it. But
no, I want witnesses. There's witnesses that know it now.
I don't know if it's the healthiest thing in the world to be like, well, the one time I'm going to have this discussion with my daughter is in front of microphones.
I've had it many times. My older daughters, the good ones, did you call Ellen for her birthday yesterday?
I don't know.
Go right now and call her on your phone and say happy birthday. Now. I told you to do it.
Well, go plug it in.
Go plug it in. Wait 2 seconds. And call her. Unbelievable. God forbid nobody calls her on her birthday. She'd have a heart attack. Well, whatever. She's got to stop the line. Orange juice. How hard is it? I put orange juice in your sink. I wouldn't go.
Well, no, because she knew she would get in trouble because I told her before she took this huge thing of orange juice. I go, you don't need that much orange juice. She goes, I'm going to drink it all. I go, you better drink it all. Then she obviously... I went upstairs at one point. I was like, you still have a lot of orange juice to drink. She goes, I will. Then she comes down, it's fully empty.
Why she just put it in the refrigerator? Why would she pour it out?
Because I told her she had to drink it. Like, I don't know what I'm doing as a parent. I'm just trying my best here.
Well, you can't pressure her. She can't drink it. Say, well, you don't finish, put it in the refrigerator.
Then she'll never drink it.
What do you mean? The next morning?
No.
Why not? What, is it going to go bad?
Whatever. I did what I did. Don't turn on me now, Jesus.
You're the one who said you're bad. Go call your sister.
Whenever
you
get charged.
It doesn't have to be charged. It only has to be plugged in to make a call.
No, it has to turn on.
Yeah, there's enough juice in there for it to turn on.
Or go upstairs and go upstairs and look at your phone until it turns on. The second it turns on, call Ellen.
Now.
But it takes like 3 years.
Here, call her on my phone.
She won't answer that one.
Yeah.
All right. This has been a terrible podcast.
No, dear. Listen, make sure. We got four more minutes.
Hi. Happy birthday. Welcome.
Say you would have called her yesterday, but you were sick.
I called you yesterday, but I was...
Lying to my parents. Yes. Say... Tell you got her a nice gift.
I got you a nice gift.
Okay.
We didn't get her a gift.
Well, I'll give her.
I didn't even know it was her birthday.
I'll handle.
Soon, yeah.
Thursday. All right, get out of here.
Okay.
Take the phone.
Love you. Goodbye.
That wasn't even Ellen.
What?
That wasn't even Ellen. That was just a friend of mine.
Okay.
All right, go. We got
like
we got 2 more minutes.
You have a shirt on that says "Hello, Summer." You better
shoot. Foop.
See what I mean?
You just swore in front of her.
I'm an adult.
I know, but I mean, come on.
Oh, really? If I murdered somebody in front of her, would I give her the right to go murder somebody too?
No, I don't think people would be. I don't think people would be surprised if she did it. I don't say it's right. People be like, oh, well, her dad is a murderer, so... She watched her dad murder some people, so I guess... Anyway, I was going to say, you need a shirt that says, goodbye, Summer. Goodbye, Felicia.
This is rain a show now.
Okay, well, it's rain a show. Go ahead. Do something.
This is so annoying. This is honestly annoying, like, in a way of, like, when people put their kids on their outgoing messages...
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, my mom and... I'll go so far as to say I hate 90% of kids in TV shows.
Yeah,
First of all, it's so dumb. Why even have them in there? They're sitting there quietly watching TV. Okay, kids, time for bed. They all jump up and go to bed. Oh, really? Well, why even bother trying to make it realistic? I mean...
What about, like, Full House and stuff?
Well, listen. if it's for kids, they can watch... kids, but in an adult show or an adult movie, 90% of the time it's like this real acting going on, real stuff, and then all of a sudden, why does mommy talk like that, you know, or whatever. It's like, yeah. Oh, mommy had a stroke, mom, you know. It's like, oh, It's insane.
Kids shouldn't be on TV.
Kids should not. My true belief is that kids should not be in show business unless they're pushed into it. Kids,
they
that
are
want,
pushing it.
Then good. Then I'm saying it's all right. But if they want to be in it, they're too precocious, and I hate them, and I don't want to see them on television. I only want to see the slightly sad ones that are like looking off camera a little bit, like, I wish I had a childhood. Then I'll watch that. I'll watch that kid. That's interesting
Mom,
to me.
I want to be in show business.
Do you? Well, you're not going to know.
What are you going to be in show business?
I'm going to be a child actor.
Ugh. Okay, do a scene.
Oh, she's...
What?
Listen, give her a line. I'm telling you, it's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's exactly what I'm talking
Say,
about.
Say, I'm home. Is dinner ready?
Okay, give me this.
You don't have to unplug it. Just
do it.
I'm home. Walk in like you're walking in.
You're
a kid coming back from playing. I'm home. Is dinner ready?
I'm home. Is dinner ready?
Get out of here.
No,
that wasn't bad. That was okay.
Here, I actually have it better.
Okay.
Hello, Mother, I'm home. Is dinner ready? What are we having for dinner?
What the fuck is she doing?
What? Do you see? You just murdered someone in front of her.
I didn't.
You just, once again.
I'm an adult.
I know you're an adult. An adult also would be able to control themselves from swearing in front of their kid and then not yell bloody murder when the kid uses the same word. You're like, she's only like you. She only does whatever you do. Well, thank God.
Oh,
thank God.
Oh, damn. Just got roasted.
I got roasted?
Just got burnt. Oh. Better put that for sale sign down because you just got owned.
All right, that's annoying.
I know.
You're annoying.
You're annoying.
I know.
See? Do you see what she does?
I know.
She
look
just
at
did
her.
It.
You're just. No!
Get
Go upstairs.
Out.
Go upstairs.
You know what that is? That's a lack of thought. That's not a comeback. That's just lack of thought.
Yeah.
Lack of thought.
I'm rubbing your glue.
Your glue!
Yeah, use your brain. You're smart. When someone
you're
says something,
you're smart. Oh wait.
When someone says something to you, think and then come back with a snappy answer. All right, here.
Come back with a snappy answer.
See what I mean? You know.
Yeah.
Look,
see how annoying it is.
I hope all your teeth fall out before the first day of school.
Thank you.
What? See? At least you had a thank you. All right, we got to wrap this up. She's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, honestly.
Why do you want to go to Starbucks?
I want a drink.
Look at her. She stands like she's...
I want a drink. Oh, I need to get my chai tea latte.
Don't hit people.
I'm giving you...
Don't hit.
All right, nice. Look at... This is getting
this my... This is honestly... If people aren't turned off to us from previous podcasts, this got to do it. There's got to be, we got to have no more listeners after this. Nobody's going to be flying up to you after shows after this one.
Why?
Because it's like.
No one's going to be flying up to you after shows.
Oh my God. Because
a kid's ruining it.
Because kids ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
I ruin people's lives.
You ruin.
Look, she doesn't even know how to click her fingers. Let me see. Click it.
Did most people say snap? Oh,
yeah, snap.
Oh, okay. You don't know how to say click your fingers. Wow, she can do it. Be good at it.
Look at her. She's.
Now, can you whistle?
You can't whistle.
She can't whistle, and she can tie a cherry stem with her tongue. But she can't tie her shoelaces.
I can't tie my shoelaces.
She can't tie a cherry stone with her tongue,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're talented.
She was doing them like at the pool like crazy and then just... At some point it was like... Ugh.
How do you do that with your tongue?
I don't know.
I mean, I did one, but it took me an hour.
Jesus. All right, listen. Anything you want to plug, remember, go to richvoss.com for my all my dates. Stop it, go.
Stop it, go.
VossRoast.com. VossRoast.com.
just
what's the Patreon?
Voss and Bonnie. Patreon / Voss and Bonnie.
Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie.
Yeah.
Or is it Patreon Voss
and Bonnie? Just Google Patreon Voss and Bonnie.
All right. Listen, thank you for listening.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad this is done. I can't take it.
Why?
School starts. Thank God. Honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't take you anymore.
Bye.
Rainey, you want to do a little with me?
Sure.
What? All right, we got to wrap it up. Oh, say God. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See, send money and help.
Help what? Go join Patreon, you're saying?
No, I need help. You guys kidnapped me.
I what?
They kidnapped me. They're holding me hostage. Please help. Kids ruin everything.
You do. If you weren't so cute and smart, you get all, at least you get all straight A's.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No.
What do you have? You get straight, maybe one B.
Yeah.
But mostly all A's.
She had one B plus.
She had one B plus and the rest A's.
Yeah.
Do you still want to go to Princeton College when you get older?
Sure.
Then you better get all A's.
You better get all A's because they check back from like fifth grade on. They don't fuck. They don't mess around.
What did you just say there?
They don't mess around.
Before that.
All right, I gotta go. Say goodbye.
You'd ruin everything.
Not everyone can get that. You
well,
know?
Not everybody can get what you have. And you know what? To have a house, you know, you upgraded from a tent with an engine to a house that people are attached to. But you know what? It's fine.
It's fine. I don't mind.
You have all kinds of stuff, man.
There's a pool. It's, yep.
A pool, a tennis court.
Yeah.
You have a, I think there's a fountain there.
We're not allowed to have books in the house. That is one of the
things. There's a handball court, too.
There's a handball court? Because you know how big handball is. It's making a comeback.
Well, it, you never know.
It takes him a half hour to take his rings off before he can play.
Listen. She's... We got to go. Bonnie has to go to her cult CrossFit. Why are you playing with your tits?
Lift your shirt.
No, Bonnie, show your tits to Bobby. Let me lift your.
Stop that!
What's wrong with you?
First of all, you can't show your tits over a phone, you dumb dumb.
I know.
Second of all, you don't even say that. Don't ever talk to your wife like that.
All right, let me see your tits.
Stop saying this. Let me see your tits.
It's only fair, Bobby. He's seen Don's tits.
No.
What? You saw my wife's tits.
No, why would I see your wife's tits? Jesus.
I don't know.
Listen. What?
Listen, next time, you just fucking, listen, don't leave a message like that, because I have that message forever now.
So?
You hyperventilating on the phone.
Remember that time I saved all those.
What?
I'm saying, listen, it behooves me to have that message.
You're using it correctly.
Yeah, well, first of all.
Does Rich know? What? You said on that podcast last week, it behooves me.
Yeah.
But you used it wrong.
No, you can use it that way too, but whatever. I don't want to get into words with you guys, but
yeah, why would you? Anybody who corrects you, you should just immediately go, "I'm sorry. I'm an idiot." Like, you're still acting like you know something. It's weird. It's like,
fuck. I know a lot. Listen.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, not words. That's not your strength, right? So you say, "Oh, you know, you're probably right because you're right 100% of the time when it comes to
words."
Do
you know how to spackle? Do you know how to spackle?
We're not spackling right now. You're using words incorrectly, and then you're like, "You can still use it that way." It would be like me if I fucking put oil in the spackling, and I just said, "Nah, you can still do it that way."
Yeah, you can't bring up me just shitty house chores when somebody calls you and you're fucking shitty, your dumbness.
Yes, he keeps defending. No, I'm right, probably.
Do you know how to frame in a floor?
Yeah, doesn't even know how to work a level.
Dude, a level.
I know how to spell it. That's the difference.
What's that?
A level works itself.
Yes. Yes, it does.
like how dumb do you have to be to not know how a level works? I love that. That's like that's a thing that in your mind that's something that takes intelligence. You're like that's.
Well, I gotta go. You guys are.
Bye, Bobby. Good talking to you.
I'll talk to
today.
You later.
Bye, everyone.
Sorry, folks.
Go.
Wrong
now
number.
I gotta run.
All right. Anything you want to plug? Any gigs you're not doing?
I do have gigs coming up, but I can't remember.
You have what
where
gigs? What'd you call it? Gugs?
I have gigs coming up. I got some gigs coming up. Whenever I say gigs, I get cum lodged in my throat. Come on. Come
all right,
on.
Folks. Listen, VosRoast.com, VosRoast.com. This weekend, Gotham Comedy Club. Then next weekend, the 13th and 14th, the Skankfest. Then 19, 20, and 21, I'll be at the Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington. Go to richvoss.com, at richvoss on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.